Blog Talk Radio.
Those lights turned off. Got them turned really low.
Hallelujah.
You've tuned into the show that can only be heard in the dark, you know. So we will wait. We will give you a few minutes, as usual. As usual, at the top of the show, to turn off your lights now. As I turn to the north, it's going to be kind of hard to turn to the north when you're in the dark. Turn to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east. Oh, a show I really don't want to do tonight. This is Miss X broadcasting live all over this planet. And I have to do this show tonight. Have to do it. The terrible subject, terrible, terrible subject matter. This is the only show that considers weather to be a paranormal topic. Yes, this is the show of paranormia, and sometimes that occurs with the weather. All the weather on planet Earth. Crazy and crazy it is, and I shouldn't be opening the front door of the old wooden shack. There was some kind of very strange animal out here the other day. Right on the front of the porch, and didn't look well. It was sort of hobbly. It was hobbly. And then I looked for it later and I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. The animal, that is. The animal, that is. I love all of my listeners. Not all my podcasters, but all my listeners. Because this is the scariest 15 minutes, now about 13 minutes, that you're going to hear. So we're going to get right into it now. If you want to call in and comment, the number is east of the Great Lakes, 657-383-1357, and west of the Great Lakes, the number remains 657-383-1357. Here you go. Get ready now. And remember, this happened in 1974, in the year 1974, on planet Earth, not far from where your hostess, Miss X, grew up, about 100 miles from where I grew up, this terrible tornado storm, six storms of tornadoes that passed through over a dozen states on one day in 1974, caused panic into the 1980s of my childhood. We used to go into the basement in the dark with our flashlights any time there was a tornado warning, because a tornado warning means a tornado has been spotted on planet Earth. A tornado watch is just the conditions are right for the formation of a tornado. But a warning means that the funnel, the scariest cloud on Earth, has been spotted. So the lights would be out because the electricity would be out. I think the longest, we would be down in the basement sometimes for hours. The longest was, I think, over 2 hours. And my father had this great little kit that my sibling also adopted and made from my father's idea, I believe. Flashlight, survival stuff. Yes, we actually went down into the basement in the 1970s and early 80s with these kits as little children during tornado warnings. Here we go, and this is why. Just listen to this. Scariest show you'll ever hear.
It was a most unusual day.
It was a most unusual day.
Riding in ion jet stream from the Gulf of Mexico, a low mass of moist, warm, unstable air heading northward.
It was a most unusual day.
From the west, a cold front riding in high on the jet stream from the Gulf of Mexico, a low mass of moist, warm, unstable air heading northward. And when they collided, it became the day of the killer tornadoes. From early morning, the Weather Service warnings were out from the Gulf to the Canadian border.
He just said that there were warnings out from early that morning. But there were certain cities that did not have the sirens in place to warn.
Heading toward Brandenburg, a sleepy little river town 25 miles southwest of Louisville. At the radio, just west of town, announcer Bill Byrne receives a telephone call telling of
it. He looked outside into the window. I've done that many times as a storm chaser. And even when I'm not trying to chase storms, I've done it. And he saw the big black twin.
30 seconds. 31 people will die.
Oh, yes. Weather can be a phenomenon, paranormal, almost paranormal experience on planet Earth. Phenomena.
Warning has been changed to a tornado warning. Metro Louisville, Jefferson County, including Meade,
we have a tornado reported on the ground in the Brandenburg vicinity.
It's headed toward Louisville.
We think the siren should be activated at the present time.
Okay, hit the yellow alert.
The low clouds, very black low clouds. At the moment, they're just about over Bowman Field, and it is swirling around, and it looks like smoke underneath it. It's still turning in a light. Yes, there's one now.
Here comes the wind. Good gracious sakes alive. There's 50 right there. My golly, just the whole thing's going, yeah, I'm going, good.
A huge funnel touches down at the state fairground, south of the city, then heads direct for downtown. Miles northeast at the Cincinnati Airport.
This is Cincinnati, Hamilton County Radio. Go ahead with your traffic.
The Versailles, Indiana says he's just been picking up numerous reports. The funnel zipping up and down.
Attention all cars and departments and all county broadcast.
Macaron, Cincinnati, Hamilton County Civil Defense.
The National Warning System alerts Leora Macaron, the County Civil Defense Director.
Civil Defense to Weather Service. What is the location of the tornado?
13 miles southwest of Greater Cincinnati Airport, moving toward the northeast, 50 miles per hour.
Okay, I'm going to sound the sirens.
Is this a test? What's the matter with the sirens? Are they stuck?
What do we have to do to get these damn sirens turned off?
This is not a test.
That's the best guy of all. What do we have to do to get these sirens turned off?
Service says it has sighted a tornado near the Greater Cincinnati Airport. Here is the National Weather Service with the latest report.
It is a funnel cloud. It looks to be about 200 feet off. No, it's touching the ground. What is it doing now? Heading directly toward Hamilton County.
Quickly, the emergency. emergency operating center is manned by civil defense and members of the Hamilton County Disaster Council.
You're with emergency. Go ahead.
We are in front of a tornado and Green Township is really big.
A huge funnel rips across the Ohio River, passes just west of Cincinnati, roars on through Hamilton County.
You know, this very next year, I was on I-75 as a five-year-old child, right with this very low-hanging, dark, black, grayish tornado was only about a year earlier.
The Hamilton County Elmwood Police Chief, this is a disaster area.
We also have the same problem, Elmwood. We're trying to see what we can do for you. Civil defense. Steve Elmwood is requesting all possible assistance that can be rendered. They have advised that Bear City is now a disaster. Lincoln Heights, were you clear on sending your fire and life squad companies to Elmwood?
We're going to have to check. Fire
department's
on the scene.
It's
where it hit the last time.
Okay, 452. Understand fire
units ordered. Valley Disaster Services in Dayton. The director, Dick Burrows, picks up the message.
Central Police Department, Mrs. Blank.
This is Burrows. Do you have a funnel sighted?
Right out of our window.
Is it touching the ground?
It has not touched down now. Oh, dear. It's right there.
The storm is severe. A massive storm. The track indicated by the hook in our radar screen is now moving into the city of Xenia. Persons in the city of Xenia and along the track just south of it, Arrowhead, Xenia, Central State, should take cover immediately.
Not many in Xenia hear his warning. One who doesn't is the engineer on a fast freight just pulling into Xenia Junction.
We got one now. It's going down.
As that tornado went down, this most horrifying thing I've ever seen, I won't even watch it. That train is decimated. Decimated. That train is literally torn apart in the most evil way by this tornado. Nearly half of Xenia lies in ruins, but darkness hides the damage. And rescue workers are moving through the night, searching for injured and bodies. At nightfall, a new wave of tornadoes starts sweeping the south. In Alabama, they slice through Hewitt, Jasper, Lafayette, heading north toward Huntsville.
A hook echo indicating tornado activity has been located over northern Lawrence County. Tornado is on the ground, 26 miles west of the city of Huntsville.
In Huntsville, Civil Defense Director Harris Mitchell already has the emergency operating center on alert.
Give it a total map and find on the map. Mr. White?
Up through the harvest area, the searchers find three victims, a mother...
horrible video out there on internetarchive.org at archive.org, day of the tornado. All in one day through all of those states of the United States of America. Never heard of this happening in any other country. And until next time, in the words, She Beast, I'll be back. Till then, happy happy screams.
We know if you've ever seen what tornado can do. Chrome, don't stir. And all I've done for want of wit to them is love I can't recall. So feel to me the parting glance. joy be with you. Oh.